Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm not sure what I'm doing some days.
It's Friday. Which means you won't have to worry about what you're doing tomorrow.
Which actually means this is pre-recorded.
Yeah.
I'm not really here, but I'm sort of here.
It's the magic of radio.
It's because I'm traveling. And speaking of traveling...
It's not world traveling.
I'm not doing world travel. Unlike the illustrious Professor John Pless, Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, doing some great traveling on behalf of the church and the seminary to continue building relationships and teaching in so many different places. Professor Pless, welcome to the Coffee Hour. Glad to have you with us today.
Very glad to be with you, Andy.
So you do a lot of traveling. I follow you on Facebook, so I like to follow where you've been around the world. It's like where in the world is Professor Pless? Why is it so important to you to do these travels and to do theological education around the world with our partner churches?
Well, that's a good question, and I kind of came into this once I came to the seminary because our seminary, Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, historically has had a great deal of interest in mission. We were started back in the 1800s by a man called Wilhelm Leia, sometimes identified as a missionary who never left home because he stayed in his little Bavarian village, but had such an impact on American Lutheranism and worldwide mission Lutheranism by sending men and books and money to places like America. And it was really out of his missionary efforts that our seminary was started. And we have had, I think, a rich history of involvement overseas. The churches that I'm working with primarily are churches overseas that have some kind of connection to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, or in many cases are developing a renewed interest in our synod. Precisely because of our confessional theology, they're interested in the teaching that we bring from God's Word and the Lutheran confessions. And there's a great hunger, I think, as they recognize that for the mission of the church, it's necessary that the confession of Christ be clear and accurate and true. And so I'm very pleased to be invited to speak at theological conferences and seminaries. And as I was this past most recent trip to Taiwan, also to speak at a number of congregations where I spent half the day with a lay audience, speaking about small catechism, and then half day, 3-hour lecture with pastors speaking about a law gospel and the importance of a Christ-centered preaching that rightly distinguishes God's law from his gospel so that those who are broken by their sin have full confidence in forgiveness of sins obtained by Christ.
And tell us about your recent travels to Taiwan.
I went to Taiwan actually Easter week. I left Fort Wayne here on Good Friday, arrived in Taipei on Saturday evening, Easter Eve, greeted at the airport by Dr. Michael Paul, who is one of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod missionaries in Taiwan, spent Easter Sunday with the Paul family, worshiping at his congregation he served, and then we hit the ground running on Easter Monday, traveling back to Taipei, where, as I said, I gave two presentations, one for laity, one for pastors. The occasion, really, of my being invited to lecture in Taiwan, Lutheran Heritage Foundation, which translates a lot of Lutheran material into languages all over the world, had funded and just completed a translation of a book I published here in the States a few years ago called Handling the Word of Truth, Law and Gospel in the Life of the Church Today. That book is now available in Chinese, and so these 6 presentations at different places throughout the country of Taiwan was kind of a occasion to kind of roll that translation out, copies of translation were given to pastors and lay people. And so we're hoping that book will have influence, especially among the pastors, as it helps them sharpen their ability to distinguish law and gospel and preaching pastoral care. And that's basically what my presentations dealt with while I was over there.
Have you been to Taiwan before, or was this your first visit? What have you learned about?
My first time in Taiwan. Taiwan, of course, very interesting country. It was under Japanese occupation for part of the 20th century. That ended only with the Second World War. And then a lot of immigrants from mainland China came to Taiwan after the war. And it's really after the Second World War that Lutheran Church Missouri Synod started doing mission work in Taiwan. And so we have altar and pulpit fellowship with the China Evangelical Lutheran Church. That's our partner in Taiwan. And I spoke, again, mainly to pastors and congregations of our partner church, as well as China Lutheran Seminary, where our partner church is also invested in theological education for future pastors. Taiwan is, interesting from a perspective of kind of Christian demographics. Only about 5% of the population identifies as Christian, and of that 5%, a very small percentage would be Lutheran of any type. And there are several different Lutheran bodies at work in Taiwan today.
So, what is the impact of bringing this theological education? You mentioned teaching about the catechism, and I know from just teaching about the catechism here in the States that has a huge impact on families here. But what is the impact of doing this education in a church body in Taiwan on the congregation and the pastors?
Well, certainly they have the catechism in their own language and had the catechism in their own tongue for a number of years. And the Luther Small Catechism is really a very versatile book. It, in many ways, is a missionary book. In places like Taiwan, it embodies and summarizes the contents of the Christian faith. Pastors, use it, and we're encouraging also families to use it. In fact, my presentation to the laity was entitled The Small Catechism, a Handbook for the Christian Family. And so we looked at Luther's intention for the use of the Small Catechism. Five of his six chief parts he prefaces with the words, how the head of the household is to teach, or how the head of the family is to teach his household. And so we looked at very practical ways that the catechism could be used in family devotions, in prayer, within the Christian family, looking at particularly the fourth commandment, of course, and also the table of duties, where Luther gives specific instructions for fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, parents and children. And so I think in worldwide Lutheranism, the Small Catechism has had more impact than any other book, save the Bible itself, on our missionary efforts, and I think that's true in Taiwan as well.
And you mentioned worldwide Lutheranism. Taiwan isn't the only place that you've been this year. Where else have you been able to travel and do theological education?
I'm also a visiting professor at Lutheran Theological Seminary in Pretoria, South Africa, which means I actually go down there and teach twice a year. I'm typically down there over our spring break, which is end of February, first part of March, and then again in August. And I was down in South Africa back, as I said, in February, March. I'm currently teaching a sequence of five courses down there. We just completed a course on the Apostles' Creed. We're devoting these five courses to Luther's catechisms. And so I have about 35 students in that class. Some of those students are senior students at the seminary. Others are pastors who come back for the two-week intensive term while I'm down there. And God willing, I'll be going back in August and teaching a third course in the sequence, this course on the Lord's Prayer. So really looking forward to that. I've been going to South Africa now at least twice a year, since 2009. And I've also had an opportunity this year to go to Guntur, India. There's an emerging Lutheran church there called Bible Faith Lutheran Church. And this particular church body wants to be confessional, wants to identify with the Holy Scriptures, hence the name Bible Faith. They are not yet in fellowship with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod or any other Lutheran church for that matter, but they're still developing. And so I had an opportunity under the sponsorship of an organization here in the States, Lutheran Academy, to go down there and speak to a convocation of pastors as we presented them with the Telugu translation of the Book of Concord, so that the whole Book of Concord, the Lutheran Confessions, translated into Telugu, and Pastor Michael Albrecht from St. James Lutheran Church in West St. Paul, and a teaching theologian from Slovakia, and I were there for a convocation to talk about the theology of the Book of Concord. What was unique about that conference is that we invited not only pastors from the Bible Faith Lutheran Church, but pastors from any denomination to come to hear Lutheran theology, and each pastor in attendance, and there were about 300, received a copy of Book of Concord in Telugu language.
We have just under a minute left. As we wrap up, what did you find most encouraging in your travels, in your visits to these churches, whether partner churches or possible future partner churches?
I think a real hunger again for the truth of God's word as it's expressed in the Lutheran confessions. They really want to be biblical. They want to be Christ-centered. They know the challenges that are out there, not only with non-Christian religions, but Christian denominations that in one way or another confuse law and gospel and are very much centered on human emotion or human work or human activity. And they really do resonate to the message of the Reformation, that salvation is found through faith in Christ, Him alone.
Professor John Pless, he's Assistant Professor of Pastoral Ministry and Missions and Director of Field Education at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Professor Pless, thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Great to be with you and Sarah today.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour for today. Got a whole weekend ahead of us.
Yeah.
More fun and good conversations. This has been a very international week.
I know. I like international weeks, though.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I think I already said that, didn't I?
Maybe. I don't know. It's Friday.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.